This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Israeli forces today move deeper into the Rafah refugee camp in southern Gaza as they continue to root out Palestinian militants and search for arms smuggling tunnels. Five more Palestinians were killed in today's operation, bringing to nearly 40 the number killed since the offensive began earlier this week. Yesterday, Israeli troops fired on Palestinian protesters, killing at least eight and wounding dozens, many of them children. Following the incident, the UN Security Council approved a resolution calling on Israel to stop destroying Palestinian homes. Washington Post reporter Glenn Frankel is in Rafah. Tell us the latest on the fighting there.
Well, as you said, there are reports of five more Palestinian dead, unconfirmed reports at this point. The Israelis moved into three new areas in Rafah during the night with tanks. Those tanks are there now. There are some bulldozers as well. And so at the moment, there doesn't seem to be fighting going on, but the tanks are sitting in these new neighborhoods, as well as still surrounding the Tel Sultan neighborhood, which was where the first operation was carried out 2 days ago.
What more do you know about the incident yesterday when the Israelis opened fire on protesters?
Well, Renee, I'm actually outside the Al-Abrar Mosque where six of the victims, funeral services were just held for six of the victims, including a 9-year-old boy, a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old, and then three young men. All of these people apparently were in the front of the procession that had made its way towards Tel Sultan, this demonstration yesterday afternoon. When they got to an intersection, they could see a tank in the distance, and according to witnesses I've talked to today and yesterday, some of the front of the group kept moving slowly toward the tanks. They were towards the single tank. They were more than 200 yards away when either the helicopter gunship hovering overhead or the tank opened fire. And of course, as you know, there are two different versions of whether the Israelis were actually aiming at the crowd or trying to shoot warning shots that somehow were misdirected. But the result was quite clear. And the funerals are going on today, and people here, of course, are very angry and very sad and shocked still over what happened.
Glenn, what's been the reaction to the vote in the UN Security Council? It was an unusual move for the United States to abstain, which allowed the resolution to pass.
Well, I'm sitting in Gaza, and of course, people here expect and are happy to have the support. In Israel, there's always a feeling that the United Nations is not on their side. Nonetheless, for the Americans to have said and not vetoed this particular resolution is a blow for the Israeli government. People will react here. Both they'll be resentful of that on one level, but Israeli officials also know that a major mistake, a major tragedy occurred yesterday, and it's their job now, I suppose, to try to manage it, to put the best face on it, if that's possible, and to find some way to get the international pressure to die down.
Well, just briefly, the destruction of these Palestinian homes, it's been very controversial. Is it continuing?
Well, that's unclear. Certainly a few homes were knocked down in Tel El-Sultan, one that belonged to a Palestinian militant who had been involved in killing Jewish settlers earlier 2 months ago, a couple of others. And there may be one or two houses. We're getting reports of a few houses taken down in this new operation. But so far, it's not clear how many have been demolished, and the Israeli army officials keep insisting that the goal of this operation is not house demolition. However, each day brings, a new incident and new activities, and we'll just have to wait and see.
Thanks very much. The Washington Post's Glenn Frankel speaking to us from the Rafah refugee camp in the Gaza Strip.